Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week we jump up and down in excitement over this.
Hi, my name is Binesh and I live in Harlow. My question is, if the Earth is spinning, why do we need to travel in an aeroplane? Could we not arrive at our destination if we stay static in the sky and land when we spot our destination as the Earth spins by?
So using the Earth's natural spin to help long-distance travel across its surface. Why, yes, to my mind, that does seem a sensible notion. I turn to ask engineer Professor Hugh Hunt from Cambridge University for his thoughts.
The thing is that the air is moving with the Earth. The air around the Earth is moving at the same speed as the Earth. How fast is the Earth moving due to its rotation? Well, it's moving at about 1,000 miles an hour, which means that if we did sort of hover at rest above the spinning Earth, the wind speed we'd feel would be 1,000 miles an hour. And that would be impossible to deal with unless you had an aerodynamic object like an aircraft with engines to hold yourself against the wind. And that's exactly what an aircraft is. Concorde, for instance, could fly at the equator at about 1,000 miles an hour and could stay still, essentially. It would hover above the Earth. The Earth would be spinning around underneath it and it would then land somewhere else. But it took a huge amount of fuel, big airplane, that's what it was. If there were no atmosphere, it doesn't solve the problem because we then don't have lift, aerodynamic lift to hold the plane up. So we have to go into orbit. And going into orbit, well, the speeds there are even bigger, 20,000 miles an hour. And that requires a lot of fuel and a spacecraft.
So you, the Earth and the atmosphere are constantly moving very fast as the Earth rotates. If you jump up and somehow manage to stop, you'd be faced with whopping 1,000 mile per hour winds. Get out of the wind and up into orbit, and the fuel you'd have to consume to get there would far exceed the fuel used by a plane, which uses the wind currents to their advantage. Another point is that, as Newton worked out, objects keep moving at the same velocity unless a force is applied. So stopping from speed is just as tricky as starting to get to speed in the first place. So even on an airless world, elevator-style travel across the Earth using its spin would still use up energy and wouldn't be that different to other modes of transport. Thanks, Binesh, for the question and Hugh Hunt for the answer. We next get our heads spinning around this.
Hello, Naked Scientists. I'm Stefan from Switzerland, and I was wondering about human microevolution. Birds and insects are changing their patterns to cope with climate change. But what about us? Did we develop thicker bones or tooth enamel to cope with longevity? Will we develop stronger index fingers to use with touchscreens or computer mice? Perhaps you can give me a short answer on that. Thank you.
So, has human evolution halted? Are we altering the environment to such an extent that we won't be able to keep up? Is technology changing at too fast a pace for our genetic material? And will medical advancements that lead to our longevity actually be our eventual downfall? What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from alpha to omega.